final area of superstition we shall be looking at tonight, we will examine ancient charms and cures. These were deemed to be gifts, and indeed many are still performed today. There was a strong reliance on faith, be it in God, or in the remedy, or in the person that was performing it. Some people were deemed to have natural healing gifts or abilities, such as the seventh son or the seventh daughter of a seventh son. These were said to be very special people. Please proceed, Dr. Robert Foote.
I call upon Fimber Malone.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
But of course, my dear boy. Finbar, you are said to be the man to send for when a cure is needed.
Yes, and for the record, I am the seventh son of a seventh son.
Very good, yes. Now tell me, what exactly is a pisaw?
A pisaw? It's a charm or a spell for good or evil purposes. They can cure disease, inflict injury, or bring bad luck and produce. Now, if two farmers were at loggerheads, one might put the evil eye on the other by taking a bit of meat or an egg and burying it in the boundary between the two farms. When the food rots, the neighbor's crops would fail, or his farm animals might sicken and die. Another example is of a farmer who gives a sick animal to his neighbor in the hopes that he might transfer his misfortune to his neighbor.
Do you have an evil eye?
Not a bit of it, young man. Though your opposing counsel could be a recipient if he doesn't sharpen up. I'm able to cure folk with a range of ailments, though.
Such as?
Well, an ancient cure for mumps I have often used involves having a child's head rubbed against the back of a pig. While a phrase in Irish is called out, "Muck, muck, shaw, ditch, da, lackey," meaning, "Pig, pig, here are your mumps."
A lot of wart sufferers get in touch with you. And how do you cure them?
Well, there is numerous cures for the condition of warts. You could rub your hands in the forge water used by the blacksmith to cool his irons. Or rub a freshly cut potato over the infected area and bury it in your garden. You could even rid yourself of warts by having someone buy them from you.
Yeah, I must make a note of that. I haven't seen it on eBay. Finbar, all of these can benefit people, yes? And it helps ease suffering and all?
Oh, yes. Ringworm now can be cured by using the clay from where pallbearers walk. A sore throat can be cured by tying a stocking filled with hot potatoes around it. Potching. Potching, of course, is the ultimate cure, especially for rheumatism. If only the customs and revenue would leave those illicit stills alone. There wouldn't be a bit of sickness anywhere in Ireland.
Sounds to me like you're doing us all a favour, Finbar.
Well, I like to do what I can.
No further questions, Your Honour.
Finbar, can you tell us about your cure for epilepsy?
For epilepsy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be 9 pieces of a dead man's skull ground to a powder and mixed with what is known as a concoction of walrus.
And freckles.
freckles would disappear after regular bathing in hares or bulls' blood.
And, of course, the classic cure in Ireland for baldness.
A cure for baldness was a preparation to be rubbed on the scalp made from a jar of worms buried in dung for a month.
Very good, Finbar. Now, I know you don't practice it yourself, but I do believe you can tell the court of a known ritual for giving the user complete invisibility, no less.
Well, I've heard of it, yes. Now you take a raven's heart and split it open with a black-handled knife, making the cut and placing a black bean in each incision. You would then bury the heart, and when the beans would sprout, put one in your mouth, saying the words, "By virtue of Satan's art and by the desire of my great art, I hope to be invisible." Invisibility is then guaranteed as long as a bean remains in your mouth.
I rest my case, and if I may say so to the court, if proof were needed of the need to reject the notion that we have any room in society for superstitions, that last cock and bull story was it. I fear each and every witness. No, I fear each and every witness has been economical with their voodoo, Your Honour.
We will see, Sir Percy. It is for the jury to decide. Do not forget.